In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that he has given us to Christ as a chaste bride to one bridegroom. And we have to recognize that through our baptism, we all became members of the church. The church is the bride of Christ. Certainly, we all became members of Christ on that day, but we became members of his bride as well. And so we are united to Christ as the bride. If that is the case, then again we have to look at what that's going to require. To be the bride of Christ is meaning ultimately to be united with him on the cross. St. Augustine said that is the marriage bed where Christ consummated his marriage. So we have to be united with him in that crucifixion, in that passion. That's not what most of us think of when we think about marriage. It's certainly not what most of us are really excited about doing. And yet, that's really what we need to be about. To really look seriously at that question of what is the Lord asking? And when we think about the saint who we celebrate today, St. Rose of Lima, she said, if people only knew the grace that comes only after the suffering. She said people would be begging for it, they'd be rejoicing in it, to be able to share in the suffering of Christ. There's a doctor who told me once, if Rose of Lima was alive today, she'd be locked up in a psych ward. I said, isn't that amazing? Modern medicine tells us that she'd be in a psych ward, and the church tells us that she's a saint. I'll stick with the church. Because you know what? We celebrated the beheading of John the Baptist yesterday, and he would have been in a psych ward today too. And guess who else would have been in a psych ward? The Lord Jesus. Because he said that he was God. He said that if he went up on the cross, that he would draw us all to himself, and he could forgive our sins. Imagine that. So the same doctor who believed that Jesus was Lord and Savior is then going to look at the saints and say they're nuts. Well, I suppose maybe they're crazy in love with the Lord. But they're not crazy. But we have to be able to look at why we would think somebody is. Because they rejoice to be united with Christ? Because they recognize the value of the suffering, which every single letter and book in the New Testament talks about and tells us that we should be rejoicing when this happens, we should be counting it pure joy when it happens, and so on. But somehow or another, the apostles, I guess, would be considered crazy too, wouldn't they? So if that's the case, ask yourself, would modern medicine think you're crazy because of your following of Christ? It's a good question for us to look at, because if our Lord and the apostles and the saints that have followed, modern medicine might have thought that they were insane, maybe they think the same of us. And if they don't, maybe we're missing something. Maybe we're not doing quite what we ought. Because after all, if we are the spouse of the Lord, the two become one. You become like your spouse. Are we becoming more and more like Jesus? Certainly we have to become more and more like him in all the virtues. But are we becoming more and more like him in his passion? Are we truly loving God and neighbor as he did and as he does and as he gives us an opportunity to do? Because if that's why he was thought to be crazy, and he was, when you look in the pages of the gospel, some thought he was possessed, some thought he was insane. And guess what? It was his own relatives who thought that he was insane. So, if your relatives think that because of your faith you're a nut, praise the Lord. That would be cause for rejoicing. But most of us don't see it that way. But the saints did. And the Lord does. And if we're going to be conformed to Christ, that's how we have to see things as well. If we're going to be members of the bride of Christ, understand what that means. It means union with Jesus in the fullness of that. And the fullness of Jesus, the work of Jesus as the Christ, took place only on the cross. So it's one thing to call him Jesus, it's another to call him Jesus Christ, because he is only the Christ through the suffering, death, and resurrection. That's what demonstrates him to be the Christ. Obviously, we can look back then and say his whole life he was the Christ. But that was where the work of the Christ was. And if you're going to be the spouse of Christ, guess where your work needs to be? In the same place. So yes, we have to live our lives as he did, the charity and the kindness and loving the people around us, speaking the truth and so on. But ultimately, when he offers us the cross, when he offers us a participation in his passion, when he is offering for us to be truly united with him, what are we going to say? It's easy to say yes to being kind. It's easy to say yes to something pleasant. The cross is a little more difficult. The saints rejoiced in the cross. They were thought to be crazy. If we rejoice in the cross, then maybe we will be united with the Lord, whose relatives thought that he was crazy. Praise the Lord. That's all we can really say. Praise the Lord. Let the neighbors complain. Let them think what they will. It doesn't matter. Because all that matters is union with Jesus Christ.